You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Monday, May 9th. With the U.S. Supreme Court potentially poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion nationwide, there are many questions surrounding the implications for state laws. There are four key takeaways about the legal status of abortion at the state level if Roe is overturned, including details on 21 states that would ban or further restrict abortion and 17 states where it would remain legal. You can click the first link in the episode description of this podcast to learn more from this Christian Post reporter exclusive, including these key takeaways: where restrictions and bans will occur on abortion, where abortion will remain legal, voter influence in three key states, and where abortion laws will remain the same in 10 states. Schools in Oregon will place menstrual products in all student restrooms, including the boys' bathroom, reportedly to affirm the right to menstrual dignity for their transgender, intersex, non-binary, and two spirit students. The Oregon Department of Education released a Menstrual Dignity for Students toolkit in March, instructing schools to place women's hygiene products in the boys' and girls' restrooms by the end of the 2023 school year. All education providers must also provide instructions on how to use the products in a way that is medically accurate and affirms students' gender identities. The toolkit also advises using gender-affirming language when discussing menstruation by using terms such as menstruating students instead of girls. During puberty education, staff should say someone with a uterus and ovaries may begin to menstruate instead of girls may begin to menstruate. More than half of evangelical Christians in the U.S. prefer to support secular charities rather than faith-based ministries or other organizations, per a new report from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research. While 84% of the more than 1,000 evangelical Protestant respondents said they would rather support Christian organizations than non-Christian ones, only 46% of evangelical donors named a faith-based organization as their favorite to support, while 54% instead listed a secular organization. Evangelicals can and should be concerned about things such as adult literacy, homelessness, or pollution, Infinity Concepts founder Mark Dreistadt said, but it is noteworthy that so many are making secular organizations their very top priority, especially when there are solid Christian organizations doing work similar to some of these secular favorites. Actor Chad Michael Murray, who is known for his roles on hit shows such as Gilmore Girls and One Tree Hill, doesn't mince words when it comes to explaining how he chooses or rejects roles. During a recent interview with Fox News, the actor said he's turned down roles that he didn't feel comfortable taking on due to his faith in Christ. He says, quote, "I stick to the things I believe in. Let's just say a piece of material were to come across my desk, which has happened plenty of times over the last 22 years, that I don't necessarily feel is what I believe or what I'm selling, then that's not for me." The actor went on to say, "I get up every day and put that spiritual armor on, read the Bible and do some devotionals, and then get ready to go to work." Murray, who is set to star alongside Bruce Willis in the upcoming Fortress Sniper's Eye, also explained he and wife Sarah Romer, quote, "have a very traditional life," noting, "we keep the pact together."
I first discovered drag at 13. I didn't know what it was, but I knew I wanted it.
Former supermodel Tyra Banks is producing a series for the Discovery Plus streaming service that features teenaged drag performers. In a statement released in late April, Discovery Plus announced the six-episode show, Generation Drag, will see teens juggle the pressures of being young adults while pursuing drag greatness. Kirk Cameron sat down with Christian Post reporter Leah Klett to discuss his new TBN project, Takeaways, a show that features in-depth interviews with subject matter experts and leaders across a wide range of topics. The actor-turned-host also discussed the benefits of homeschooling and the importance of raising godly kids. Cameron said, quote, "Parenting, and particularly the education of children, is a parental responsibility and privilege. It's not some job that God gave to civil governments to do." You can watch the full interview at the link in the podcast description. The Luzon Movement will hold its next global gathering in Seoul, South Korea, in September of 2024, marking the 50th anniversary of when the movement held its first meeting. Known as the Fourth Luzon Congress on World Evangelization, the 2024 event is expected to bring together thousands of Christian leaders worldwide. In an announcement made Wednesday, the Luzon Movement stated that it believes the meeting, quote, will be a pivotal moment in Christian history, with the 4th Luzon Congress being hosted in Seoul by Korea, Japan, and the broader Asian Church, in close partnership with leaders from across Asia. We hope you enjoyed listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.